Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with your host, the Honorable Sam Rohrer, President of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues impacting our economy, our homes, our churches, our culture, and our daily lives from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Stand in the Gap Today, transforming the culture one heart at a time.
Illegal immigrants, families, children, sex trafficking, drug cartels, the enforcement of the law, Bible quotations as to moral superiority, protests, threats, Democratic opposition to any change are all part of the ongoing saga on the border between Mexico and the United States. We're going to talk more in depth now about this entire issue tomorrow on this program in a much broader sense, but on this program today with our special guest, IQ Arasuli, calling in from Europe. We're going to get his view and a European perspective on what the entire world is watching regarding illegals and their children on our southern border. And then for the balance of the program today, we're going to get IQ's take on these things, the Austrian government's decision to close mosques in Austria. You may not have heard about that. And the decision to expel Muslim imams and their families. And we're going to get President Erdogan of Turkey, his angry response, predicting a new holy war type crusade. Then we're going to get what I'm calling the IQ commentary on the performance of Donald Trump on matters of foreign policy. And then we're going to conclude with IQ's insights and commentary on Iran and some very serious rumblings underway in that country. All these things and more today on Stand in the Gap Today. I'm Sam Rohrer, and I'm accompanied by co-host Gary Dahl and, of course, our special guest for the entire program, IQ Arasuli. IQ is a former Iraqi now living in exile. He's the author of a trilogy of books on Islam, some of the best that I have read, entitled Lifting the Veil, Exposing the Many Faces of Muhammad and Islam, which you can find and purchase on Amazon just by searching for it, Lifting the Veil. And with that, I want to welcome you to the program. IQ, it's been a while since you've been on with us. I know you've been traveling. Glad that you've worked this into your schedule to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
IQ, I'd like to go immediately to our situation on the U.S. southern border, where President Trump is simply enforcing the law, as Barack Obama did not do, or he did in many ways a twisted, inconsistent way. And President Trump, on this matter, has said he is committed to not permitting the United States to be turned into a giant migrant camp. It's basically he's keeping his promise in what he's doing. But social justice advocates, Marxist advocates, and the enemies of Donald Trump himself have turned this into an emotionally charged event where anyone supporting limiting the migrant flow into the U.S. is guilty of supporting separating children from their parents. There's a lot being worked into that. You're seeing it. I'd be interested in what your perspective is on what's happening here, both what you are hearing and perhaps what we're not hearing that should be said. Your comments, please.
First of all, I want Americans who are listening to realize that the whole thing, the whole process that they are using, the leftists, the fake media against Trump, is totally irresponsible. They are charged emotionally, but they are completely and utterly without merit. All of a sudden, the liberal leftists and the fake news are outraged about children of illegal, I repeat, illegal, it means against the law of the land. Illegal invaders are separated because most of them have no documents to prove parentage and other reasons. Most obscene of all is that the same low lives were silent under Obama, who was doing exactly the same thing for years. Decent and logical Americans should not fall for the instantly faked anger about children of illegals, while tens of millions of American children live at or below the poverty line. Where was and is their sanctimoniousness, but hypocritical and mendacious anger while 40 million American children were aborted? Why were they silent all these decades? President Trump's representatives should call those despicable fake monsters out in public. by proving to all Americans the facts that have been on the radar for over a decade without a whimper from those who are now accusing Trump, who inherited this despicable legacy not only from previous presidents, but also from a beneath contempt Congress. There is nothing wrong in what he is doing. They are inflaming people's mind who are not willing to study the subject, who are not willing to go into the depth of it. So everybody is emotional. There is nothing emotional about this. These people have not any right to invade America. They are invaders. They are illegal. No nation on earth would allow any foreign entity coming into its territory without justification or reasons. So I don't understand why all of a sudden they are angry. I understand why the leftists are, because they are against Trump. But ordinary Americans should not fall for this. China would not allow people coming from Iran into their territory, or from Kazakhstan, or from Russia. Russia would not allow either anybody coming into their territory without verification. Why America should be the dumping ground of everybody?
That's a good point.
I ask exactly the same question.
Yeah, that's a good point, IQ. And of course, you know, I think that Germany has already found out the dangers of allowing immigrants to come in or inviting immigrants in, you know, sort of openly like that. But here's my question to you. Is there a global strategy to imbalance the security of the United States and Europe by using the Islamic militants as a tool? There's got to be something behind this immigrant push into the United States of America. And there's no doubt about it that the organizers are trying to destroy Trump. But who's behind all of that? Who's behind all that?
It's a global conspiracy. It's an Islamic conspiracy. It's not a global one. Has any news media come up and explain to the American people why millions and millions of Arabs and Muslims are coming to Europe and America, but not a single one of them is allowed to go to Saudi Arabia or to Kuwait or to any Muslim country? Why only to Europe and America? Simple. They are flooding you. They are invading you. That's exactly what it is. It's not global. This is Islamic. And unless and until Americans wake up, by the way, the Europeans are waking up. You just talked about Germany. Angela Merkel is in trouble now. Her coalition is going to collapse because one of her associates in the government said he will not allow any more immigrants. Full stop. Take it or leave it. You want to go to another election? We'll go for another election. I'll tell you what. If there's another election in Germany, the right wing will take over. Just as happened in Austria. Immigration is at the moment the most important element in any political debate in Europe.
All right. IQ,
and they are looking at America in exactly the same way as America should be looking at Europe.
IQ, I'm sure we're going to have to. We have to go to a break here right now. You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Rohr and Gary Dahl, our special guest, IQ Avrasouli. When we come back, we're going to go to the issue of Austria. Austria just recently closed down a number of Islamic mosques. We're going to talk about what they did and why they did it. There's a silent but deadly cult spreading like a cancer among us. It's already martyred millions around the world and forced others into sexual slavery. That deadly cult is Islam. Pretending to be something it is not, Islam masquerades as peace but means submission. Yet most Americans are oblivious to this danger within. You can now learn the truth. You can get an attractive copy of What Every Christian Must Know About Islam this week for a gift of any amount from Stand in the Gap Radio. With key facts from previous radio programs and guests on Stand in the Gap Today, including former Muslims, now Christians, former FBI agents, and preachers, this quick-read booklet tells you what you need to know, simply and clearly. What Every Christian Must Know About Islam, an original publication of the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Radio. Yours now for a gift of any amount. Just go to standinthegapradio.com to order or write us at Stand in the Gap Radio, Box 83, West Main Street, Elverson, Pennsylvania, 19520. The Apostle Jude's warning is a red alert for America. He warned that certain people, including hireling pastors, would sneak into the church. Pretending to believe in God, they deny the power of God. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr with the American Pastors Network and a critical Stand in the Gap Minute. As Jude foretold, we see people, even in the pulpit, distort the truth, undermine the authority of God's Word, and promote error to the younger generation. Some, under the guise of love, even defy the God of heaven by standing shoulder to shoulder with devout Muslim clerics who reject Jesus Christ as God and the Bible as God's Word. Like clouds without rain, they deceive themselves and others, not realizing that one day they will bow before Jesus as King, who'll come with 10,000 saints to execute justice against all who deny his authority. For the sake of the truth, could I invite you to stand with us in prayer and finances? Just go to standinthegapradio.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today. For more information, visit our website at standinthegapradio.com.
Some weeks ago, the Austrian Prime Minister announced that after a lengthy investigation, it was determined that Muslim imams in at least 7 Austrian mosques were inciting revolution against the Austrian government, among other things. The result was that the mosques were ordered to be closed, with the potential expulsions of the imams and their families. And while this hardly got any U.S. press coverage, President Erdogan of Turkey did take notice, and he violently reacted with accusations against Austria, even going to the extent of saying that their actions would bring on a new 21st century holy war akin to the Crusades of old. This threat by Erdogan has also gone nearly unnoticed in American press. Yet both of these actions are very significant. We're going to find out more about these in this segment with our special guest, IQ Rasuli. And if you're just joining us, this is Stand in the Gap today. I'm Sam Rohr, co-host today, Gary Dahl, as we walk through a number of issues here of great importance. IQ, was this move by the Austrian government to shut down these Islamic mosques, was that the first for a recent European nation to do? Because I don't notice it before. And while you answer that, what caused them to make such a bold move? And has that produced any ripple effects across Europe, meaning has it encouraged any other countries to consider doing the same thing?
First of all, let's put it in context. Every single mosque incites the followers of Muhammad for holy war against the people they live amongst. Whether you are in America, or they are in America, Austria, Germany, or any other country which is not Islamic. This is, what I'm saying sounds outrageous, but it is not outrageous. Anyone who reads the Quran will understand what the imams are teaching. But what happened in Austria, these particular imams, which were sent most probably from Saudi Arabia and other places, they were literally recorded as inciting. But in fact, every single Friday, in every single mosque, in every single country on earth, this is exactly what the imams do. They read to the congregation the verses of the Quran. 160 verses in the Quran incite the followers of Muhammad not to be loyal citizens in any country which is not Islamic. Do I make myself clear?
You're very clear on that, IQ, and that's why I wanted you to restate that. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard, if you're listening to the break, we are offering for all who are listening right now to write in for a booklet that we have put together that has information collected from programs that we have done with many quotes from IQ, our guest right now. It's what every Christian must know about Islam. You can receive that for a gift of any amount. Go online, standinthegapradio.com, or write to us. But that's one of the things that you said on this program, IQ, very, very clearly. So you're saying that Austria was just really the first country to step up and take a bold move like that. Why do you think Austrian people were stepping up first? Did they have more information or what?
People. It was the Austrian leadership. The people elected what they call a right wing. They are not right wing. They're not Nazis. These people are patriots, like Trump is patriot. Trump wants to protect America. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz of Austria also wants to protect his country. Ladies and gentlemen, I offer $200,000 to any listener who can prove me wrong on what I just said, that every mosque in every country incites the followers of Muhammad to be disloyal and to conduct jihad against the people they live amongst. $200,000.
Well, I might
find the person who will do it.
I might try to prove you wrong, IQ, but I don't think I'll be able to, so I'm not even going to begin it.
God forbid you try. God forbid you try. You will never succeed, I'm telling you now.
I'm sure of that, so I'm not going to worry about it, but I can take the $200,000. But let's look at this violent reaction by Erdogan condemning Austria.
I like the word violent. He's always violent. Erdogan is the Turkish Hitler of...
That's interesting.
He is the Turkish Hitler of the Middle East. This Muslim, the arrogant and deceitful pathological liar, is ignorant. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the Muslims have been conducting total war against the cross for 1,400 years and are continuing. It is about time that treasonous and treacherous Turkey under Erdogan should be removed from NATO, since there is no more Soviet Union.
Mm.
Again, well, I offer another $200,000 for anybody who will prove me wrong. I do these offerings, these challenges, as a joke. It's not a joke. Mm. It's to prove a point. The point is simple. No human being on planet Earth and no intelligent life outside the solar system can debate me these subjects and prove me wrong. Sounds arrogant? Well, prove me wrong and collect.
Well, the reason why we have you on the program, IQ, is because we believe that you're right. And by the way, there's a lot of people who love this program when you're on it. So we're glad that you take the time to be with us. But looking at this situation with Erdogan and Turkey and Austria, what do you think may develop between those two countries as time goes on? I mean, could this lead us to war? Could this lead them to war? Could this lead to greater serious international relationships over there? How do you see that developing as we go forward?
Nothing will happen. Who will Turkey go against?
Hmm.
Any European country can wipe out Turkey off the face of the earth. So what are we discussing?
Hmm.
Bullcrap threats. He threatens Israel. He threatens America. He threatens Christians. He threatens Jews. He threatens everybody. So what?
So you're just saying basically that he has a he has a bigger voice than what he has a military.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an obvious thing. Anybody who studies this, forget about studying. If you read about it, you will find out. Who is he threatening? He can be wiped out literally in no time. What are we discussing? Look, there will be civil war in Europe. I said it before and I repeat it again. What happened in Austria, the same thing has happened in Hungary. Orban of Hungary said no immigrants. Poland, no immigrants. No Muslim immigrants. No Muslims, specifically Muslim. The Czech Republic, the same. Slovak Republic is the same. Italy, only a few days ago, refused to allow 600-plus so-called immigrants. They're not immigrants. These are invaders. Please use the correct terminology. They are not immigrants. Those people who are coming across the border from Mexico are not immigrants. They are invaders, economic invaders, or terrorist invaders, no matter how you slice it.
Now, that's interesting.
The same thing with this. Italy refused. Angela Merkel was upset.
And you
told her to jump in the lake.
IQ, let me follow up here right now with you, because you said earlier that you believe Europe has perhaps reached a tipping point in regard to our understanding that this migrant invasion, Islamic migrant invasion, has now reached a point where they had better do something about it or they're going to lose their cultures, lose the nation. They're moving that way. You said sometimes ago in a program that you thought that Europe was many years away from it. Do you think because of perhaps what Trump is doing and so forth that Europe is becoming more alert, more awake, perhaps quicker than you thought?
There is absolutely no doubt, in my mind anyway, that Donald Trump is not only the president of the USA, because he has also become the de facto president of every freedom-loving country on earth.
Wow.
Since Trump took office, His message of patriotism is resonating in many European and other countries, whose peoples have had enough of liberal leftist, utterly insane globalism, political correctness, and open borders. There is no doubt, absolutely none. And you'll just wait and see. What I predict will always come through, because it's logical and it's rational.
Do you think with Angela Merkel, who's been a leader in the whole EU and all of that, that if she is seriously, her tenure is seriously threatened, who will be or who is the strongest EU leader that's going to pick up the banner for globalism and go the direction the EU is going? Or do you think we're talking about a weakening and a demise of the EU as we have seen it, because they're the ones that have opened the door for the migrants in the first place? Is there a change underway, broadly speaking?
It was Germany which opened it, yes. Merkel of Germany is in trouble with her coalition. Since more and more politicians are heeding the concerns of Germans, that means the public, regarding immigrants and immigration, in a few days' time, she may either be removed or new elections have to be started once again. And with almost a certainty that more Germans will vote right-wing than ever before. Europe is literally self-destructing.
That's interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Standing the Gap today. Our special guest, IQ Avrasouli, he's calling in from Europe. He's a former Iraqi, now living in exile. He's the author of a trilogy of books on Islam, which I would encourage you to go to Amazon, and you can buy it there. It's called Lifting the Veil, Exposing the Many Faces of Muhammad and Islam. Very, very good books. You will like to be able to get a hold of that. Now, after the break here, we're going to come back and we're going to continue with our guest, IQ Avrasouli, and we're going to go to his fuller commentary on the impact of President Trump's policies internationally. He's already given you a little bit of a sense of that he's acting as the president of the entire free world. We're going to get a clearer thought on what he's doing with North Korea, China, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here's a thank you note from Tricia, who listens to Stand in the Gap on our anchor station, WFYL in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. She said, "I'm a repeat donor and a regular listener to Stand in the Gap from noon until 1 p.m. APN President Sam Rohr and his knowledgeable guests open my eyes every time I listen to them. I enjoy and am so blessed hearing about current life issues from their strong biblical and constitutional perspective." Well, Tricia, thanks for your kind words. Your comments speak for tens of thousands of others just like you all across the country. And we're so glad for the freedom to communicate the truth so people like you who want to know the truth can do so and be confident in recommending us to your friends. Thanks also for being a monthly partner and helping set a model for others. We depend on the gifts of God's people and the listeners to our radio and now our TV program to continue. May God bless you, Tricia. Now, if you've not written to us or partnered with us like Tricia, would you do so right now? Just go to standinthegapradio.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap today, discussing the pressing issues facing our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Now, let's rejoin our host.
Welcome back to Stand in the Gap today. I'm Sam Rohr, and Gary Dahl is with me today, and our special guest, IQ Avrasouli. We're glad that you've joined us, and at this point in the program, I'd like to encourage all of you that are here to just remind you that you can go to our website, pick up the entire archives of this program and all of them in the past on our website, standinthegapradio.com, or on your smartphone, on our app, which you can get to it by just putting in the phrase Stand in the Gap. A lot of these programs we take and break down into podcasts by themes, by subjects. You can find them there. You can actually get quite an education in a short period of time without having to listen to the entire program unless you want to do that. And I also want to encourage you to communicate to your friends. If you are enjoying this program, as we know so many thousands are, tell someone about it so that they also can hear and be aware and learn a little bit better how to think biblically and constitutionally about the events that are around us. Now, that being said, I want to move ahead here into what I'm calling an IQ commentary in the last two segments, and I'm going to have it on these themes. The election of Donald Trump is the first one. His election, as we know, shocked the world. It really did. No one expected that. But the significant policy initiatives, including moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the unabashed alliance of the administration with Israel, taking on North Korea, walking away from the Iran bomb deal, calling out the globalist EU, walking away from the UN Human Rights Group, taking China head on, is turning the heads of government leaders around the world and truly is undoing many and most of the leftist and Marxist policies put into place by Barack Obama. But being an American, listening to American-controlled media gives us often a stilted and unrealistic view. On this program, we try to give the honest evaluation and analysis from a biblical and constitutional perspective. We try to have guests like we have IQ today who are expert in their areas and provide the kind of insight found in very few other places. So we're going to get right into what I'm calling IQ commentary here. IQ, I want to start right off here. You talking about Donald Trump's performance, you did mention some of your thoughts in the last segment, actually saying that you've said that he's had such a significant impact. He's not just the president of the United States, but of the free world. I want you to expand upon that. But I also want to remind the audience that it was you who said on this program, back before there was a GOP primary and Donald Trump became the candidate in 2016, you said that he would become the next U.S. president, and you had some convincing reasons at that point for doing so. So that being said, and in that light, what's your personal evaluation of the performance of Donald Trump himself personally and his performance as you would look at it from sitting outside the country looking in?
In a nutshell, if I put it on a scale of 100, I would give him 90%. By the way, I don't know if you know this. The premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, Ontario, by the way, in Canada, has utterly demolished Trudeau, Liberal Party, in the latest election. He is Canada's Trump, by the way, against Trudeau, who is Canada's despicable Obama. This is the best news coming from Canada so far. Hopefully, more to follow. What I'm getting at is Canada is also turning Trumpy. Like Trump. They don't want immigration. And this gentleman, Doug Ford, was elected because of it. Okay? So what we're discussing here, the ripple effect of what Trump is doing, it's all over the world. I watched the historic meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in its entirety. It was amazing. He behaved as a superior person in politically and socially with Kim. He literally treated him not only with respect, but with deference. People condemn Trump because he's dealing with dictator. Really? But every Muslim country is dictator. Obama was treating with Bashar al-Assad, and Clinton, Hillary, called Bashar al-Assad as an excellent leader. That's before the Arab Spring. The America treats with Saudi Arabia, their dictatorship also. It doesn't matter, they're monarchy, but dictatorship. Every Muslim country is dictatorship. Many of the countries in Africa are dictatorships. But they always pick on Trump because they have nothing else to do. They have absolutely nothing else to do. Before, 6 months ago, they were condemning him for starting World War III. Now they condemn him because he's shaking hands with a dictator. They're worried about the North Korean people. Don't worry about the North Korean people. Worry about America. Mm. Trump is trying to save America. Saving the North Korean people, that's the problem with Kim Jong-un. Nothing to do with Trump. And Trump told him in no uncertain terms, look, you've got two choices. We obliterate you, or we can make you as successful as South Korea. Hey, if I were the leader, I would take the second one. What do you think?
Yeah, I would too. And I think that that's only reasonable. And I think that that was a great approach that President Trump took with Kim. But, you know, and you talked about this a little bit in a previous segment, but, you know, Trump's decisions and the way Trump is leading here in the United States is really making an impact upon the entire world and shaping the thoughts and the philosophy of many leaders and others across the country. I go to foreign countries, and the foreign countries I go to, IQ, are telling me that they support Trump. And I actually had somebody say down in Kenya that as Trump goes, so goes Kenya. And if, of course, they made that statement in support of Trump. But I've got two questions to ask you in relationship to that. Number one, what do you think it is about Trump that is causing him to have such a great impact upon the world? And secondly, do you think that he will ever receive the Nobel Peace Prize for some of the things that he's doing, particularly there in North Korea?
You know, regarding the second part, it is irrelevant whether he gets the Nobel Prize. After all, they gave the Nobel Prize to Obama without doing anything. So it's really irrelevant. What is most relevant is why people should ask, why did Kim meet with Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. Kim was watching Donald Trump. Kim was threatened by Donald Trump. He threatened Trump, and Trump threatened him back. But Kim also realized that Donald Trump is a man of his word. It is so important in politics. When you have a handshake with somebody, you've got to be able to trust them. He can trust Trump. Why? Trump went against the whole of the United Nations. He went against every single president who didn't have the backbone to do it. He moved. He said, I shall move the embassy to Jerusalem. End of conversation. He said, if you use chemical weapons, I will attack you. He attacked Syria twice. So Kim understands two things. Trump is a man of his word, and if he threatens to kill you, he will kill you. But if he threatens to tell you and help you, he will help you. Mm-hmm. That's why. By the way, I don't know if you know this. Only a few days after Trump's meeting with Kim, which was on the 12th of June 2018, already the remains of several missing in action American troops have been returned to America. Did you know that?
Yes, I was aware of that, and I think that
this should have been prime-time television, shouldn't it?
Yeah, we mentioned it on this program, but you're right. It should have been prime time, but it was not. But getting back to that first part of my question, why do you think that Trump is having such a great impact upon the world as he is?
Because exactly as I said, they trust him. Mm. Everything he does is logical. Everything, you see, this is what most of the enemies of Trump don't realize. Trump is treating America as a corporation, not as a political entity. It's a corporation. And when you are the CEO of a corporation, you want to make it successful financially. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You're
Thank
right.
You. End of conversation. That's exactly what he's doing. Everything he's doing is to safeguard America and Americans. And any decent American with two brain cells of logic should not fall for the fake news media and the liberal fascists. They're fascists, by the way. They call themselves liberal. They call themselves globalists, but they're fascists. Mm. Look at their behavior. Mm. They threaten Trump with death and destruction. They threaten his son. They threaten his wife. Mm-hmm. Never it happened that anybody from the right wing or so-called Republican Party threatened Obama or his family.
That's right.
Never.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Why is it all these so-called liberals? They are not liberals. They're fascists. Mm-hmm. But for decades, they were hiding under the moral superiority. They have no morality. They have no decency. Honestly, none, zero. Trump is going to obliterate them. And I just hope that they will not kill him before he does that.
Well, I tell you, IQ, the president, actually on the news yesterday, there was an individual in Pennsylvania, the state in which Gary and I are sitting, who did threaten the president. And there was a manhunt out for him last night. And that is something that we pray for here on the program, because, as you say, fascists and the opposition neither respect law nor do they respect human life, and they give no credence to morality and God. And therefore, these kind of things are happening. I think that you made a very, very good point. Then we're just about to go into this next break. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Stand on a Gap today. Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl here, and our special guest, IQ Avrasul. I hope you heard what he just said. Part of the belief that he is holding, IQ is holding, as a European looking into the circumstance for why the president is having such a leadership role among the nations of the free world, is because that he is talking America first. He's dealing with it as a president of our country, and he's telling the truth, and he keeps his word. Very fundamental. Now, I'll also put into that, most of the positions I've seen that he's taking, as Gary, you and I have talked about in the program, are also biblical. So with it, I think there's God's blessing on those decisions when, in fact, they are made properly. I think I see all of these at work. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Iran and the rumblings on the ground in Iran. Christian parents want their children to excel in spiritual growth and educational achievement. Both are essential for future success in an increasingly complex world full of moral and economic challenges. BJU Press materials place great value on the knowledge of God in His works. They teach critical thinking skills your child will need to get along both now and in the future. BJU Press materials are available for grades K to 12. From the earliest grades, they teach biblical Christianity as a system of God-revealed truths. BJU Press materials are well written, grade level appropriate, and biblically integrated. Teachers' editions assure that instructors have the plans and extra tools to keep your child engaged and excited about learning by teaching your child how to analyze, evaluate, and ultimately create new solutions. And that's just what today's workplace is looking for. If you're a Christian school teacher or administrator, a homeschool teacher, or a parent who just wants your child to learn more, start by exploring the BJU Press website. Visit bjupress.com. That's bjupress.com. There's a silent but deadly cult spreading like a cancer among us. It's already martyred millions around the world and forced others into sexual slavery. That deadly cult is Islam. Pretending to be something it is not, Islam masquerades as peace but means submission. Yet most Americans are oblivious to this danger within. You can now learn the truth. You can get an attractive copy of What Every Christian Must Know About Islam this week for a gift of any amount from Stand in the Gap Radio. With key facts from previous radio programs, and guests on Stand in the Gap Today, including former Muslims, now Christians, former FBI agents, and preachers. This quick-read booklet tells you what you need to know, simply and clearly. What Every Christian Must Know About Islam, an original publication of the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Radio. Yours now for a gift of any amount. Just go to standinthegapradio.com to order or write us at Stand in the Gap Radio, Box 83, West Main Street, Elverson, Pennsylvania, 19520.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today. For more information, visit our website at standinthegapradio.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our last segment here on Stand in the Gap Today. And I'm going to continue with what I am terming today the IQ commentary. The last segment we dealt with his response, his view, European perspective, world perspective of the president's international policies. In this one, we're going to go a slightly different direction as we close out this program. You know, the impact of the president's decision to walk away from the traitorously negotiated Iran nuclear bomb enrichment deal, which is what I call it. It was a bomb enrichment deal, and to impose severe sanctions on Iraq. The president's decision to do these things have put into place enormous changes. Relationships of European and Eastern nations with Iran are of necessity being reconsidered. The Trump involvement with North Korea is putting pressure on Iran's Islamic leadership because of North Korea's critical involvement with Iran. The recent communication directly to the Iranian people by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offering to help the Iranian people with water and how to get water in this severe time of Iranian drought is putting pressure on the Iranian Islamic dictatorship by drawing contrast between friendly Israel who wants to help and Iranian leadership who wants to destroy the rest of the world. Now there's word coming out of Iran that there are serious rumblings on the ground from within Iran. And I want to find out more from IQ here right now about what these rumblings are. Are they leading to war? Are they leading to peace? IQ, the change in relationship with the U.S. and Iran created by President Trump's bold decision to charge Iran with lying and to walk away from that traitorous agreement pursued by Barack Obama is having significant impacts on that nation's dictatorship. I think, and we've said here, that it's either going to drive Iran to submission, recognizing that they now have a new cop on the block, so to speak, and they're going to respect the words of the president, or it's going to inspire them to strike out against Israel or the United States. I'm not sure what exactly they're going to do, but there are rumblings coming within the country. You know about it. Tell us about it, please.
A few weeks ago, in fact, before I went on holiday, I mentioned there was a football game in Tehran, the capital of Iran, with 100,000 people. It was a football game. 100,000 people shouted in unison. It was as if it was organized. They shouted, rest your soul, Rıza Pahlavi, which means they were resting the soul of the previous Shah who constituted the Iranian monarchy, which is something unbelievable, because this is exactly the thing which is anathema to the mullahs. A few days ago, in the football game in Russia, the Iranians won. And again, in Iran, the people shouted, rest your soul, Rıza Pahlavi. Again, hundreds of thousands of them. My suggestion is that Donald Trump should, either himself or Pence, the vice president, make an appointment and meet with the son of the Shah, the previous Shah, in public, to show the world, and especially Iran, the Iranian people, that the United States has a government in exile ready for them if and when they overthrow the mullahs. Something else happened, by the way. On the same day that Trump met with Kim in Singapore, Justin Trudeau of Canada, the leftist, did the unthinkable. He supported the motion of the conservative opposition not to open diplomatic relations with the Ayatollahs of Iran and to declare the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as terrorist entity. Did anybody tell you this in news media? Hmm. Not a single one.
Mm-mm.
Not a single one.
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
I always say, guys, Google it.
I know. I know you do, and sometimes we do, and you're always being proven correct. But, you know, we've got these countries of Syria and Russia, and even Turkey being linked into Iran. And, of course, let's say that what you just suggested would take place, where Donald Trump would meet with the son of the Ayatollah. The son of the Shah. And say to the rest of the world, look, you know, we're putting together something here that could change the face of Iran totally. What's that?
I said correct. You're right.
Yeah. How do you think that Syria and Russia would respond to that, though?
Irrelevant, by the way. Russia is not your enemy. I repeated that many times in every talk show for 12 years. Russia is not the enemy of the United States of America. The Soviet Union was the enemy. Why? Because they had an agenda. They had a political agenda. They were communists. If and when Putin and Trump meet, it will be exactly the same successful meeting as between Trump and Kim. Russia is not the enemy. Islam is the enemy. Mm-hmm. So they are irrelevant. When Trump is doing his job, nobody is relevant. Only America.
He's succeeding
because everybody understands he's doing it to protect America. That's it.
Well, I think you are correct. And I think the reason that Gary asked that question is that the alliance, though, there is a formal alliance of Syria and Iran and increasingly Turkey. And as you just said, Turkey needs to move out of NATO. And really, effectively, they have. Even Secretary of State Pompeo has said their time in NATO is done and there are things that are changing there. Well, those countries, those nations, IQ, don't really want a U.S.-friendly Iran any more than China wants a U.S.-friendly North Korea. I think that's the reason Gary asked you that question. You have some thoughts on that? Because I think that there's more there, we're saying.
Look, China supported North Korea for as long as it was useful. But North Korea with atom bombs, which can affect China. If there is a war in North Korea, China would be affected. They don't need that. China today is not a communist state. They go under the banner of Mao Zedong. They are capitalists. America owes China $850 billion every year. That's what Trump is complaining about. You export...
Clarify that. Let me jump in here. I'm sorry. Clarify that. You say China is not a communist state. They're capitalists.
Of course they're capitalists. They're 100% capitalists. They have thrown communism. They put the picture of Mao Zedong. But they are not. Mm. They're a dictatorship. Yes. But they are not communists.
Well, I tell you, ladies,
the businesses that run in China today are businesses like in America.
Well, IQ, I
what
tell you, I tell you, we're going to have to wrap it up because the time is about out. We're going to have you back on because I'm going to have to kind of debate you on that a little bit. I do not believe that China has in any way given up their communistic thought. Matter of fact, we covered that on the program here today.
We have to have another hour, you and I.
You will indeed. We will need to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about the facts of the day. And with our guests are honest, they're straightforward. We encourage the straightforward communication from them. And if we disagree, you'll let you know it. We haven't talked about this before, so we're going to pick this one up, and we're going to debate this perhaps on another program. But with that, we're going to have to close this program down for today. IQ Arasuli, thank you for calling in from your location.
Thank you for having me. God
in
bless
Europe.
You all.
You're
you
a good man.
Care.
Thank Bye. You so Bye. Much. Great to be on here today with you. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to join us for tomorrow's program. We're going to talk about the immigration issue on the border in greater detail. Our guest will be Bridget Gabriel. And Gary and I will be here with her on this program. It'll be an exciting one, like this one today. Until then, stand in the gap for truth where you are. We'll see you back tomorrow.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap Today. Stand in the Gap Today is another quality ministry of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most pressing issues affecting the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. We take seriously the command to be salt and light and the mission to declare truth in the public square. Stand in the Gap Radio is supported through the prayers and tax-deductible financial gifts from listeners like you. Would you please consider a donation to help us increase our outreach of biblical truth? To learn more about us and make your donation, please visit StandInTheGapRadio.com. You may also give from our smartphone app. Download the Stand in the Gap app. Search for it in your web store under the heading Stand in the Gap. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in every weekday at the same time for Stand in the Gap Today.